And Friday, no, it was only Monday, jumping way back, we got into a conversation about blow-ins. Chloe got in touch with us.
I've been living in Ireland for over 10 years now, and I still have my Scottish accent, which people always find really, really weird and hard to understand.
10 years, still considered a blow-in. We did not find out exactly how many years does it take for you not to be a blow-in if you moved from one county to another, or from one country to Ireland. So we thought, maybe people need help. Maybe there is a gap in the market. And if we have missed modules in this, don't be afraid to shout at us. This is a course and a school in construction. With the way the world is rapidly changing and the massive progression towards working from home, you may be considering a move. Not to Australia, not to America, but just to a different county. Considered easier than a move abroad, you must still remember there are pitfalls. Even a move to a neighbouring county will leave you considered in the eyes of the locals a blow-in.
Take Bernard.
Oh yeah.
Bernard moved to Mayo 16 years ago.
Up that bleeding dubs.
Bernard is still a blow-in.
Bleeding bog-eating culchies.
Bernard needs blow-in school. Our 101-point plan will see you go from outsider to being an integral part of your chosen community's fabric. Instead of...
Up that bleeding dubs.
Try...
Mayo for San.
Instead of...
Endicenny bloody ruin this country.
Try...
Endicenny was very good to Mayo. He built a lot of roads around here, didn't he?
You can go from a social outcast to local legend in 12 weeks flat.
We guide you through... Directing traffic at a funeral.
Battenfield Love.
Calling the bingo numbers at the parish hall.
6 and 9... 69.
Coaching the minor team to a county championship.
Let's talk into a Mickey.
These are just some of the steps you can take in blow-in school.
From blowing in to fitting in 12 weeks flat.
Willpower required. Other counties are available if you want to move to them. It's a tailored school, but we would welcome some other modules that we could include in blow-in school. Just had Blender Bingo presented to you, blow-in school. Emma reckons once a blow-in, always a blow-in. Emma, we say no, but our blow-in school, we can help you.
We look for gaps in the market and we try our best to fill those gaps. And if, look, we end up making a bit of money out of it in the process, who's complaining?
Derek says if a dub moves to Mayo and they're part of blow-in school, they should be thought to hate Galway. Well, we've seen your WhatsApp and we wanted to mock up another module.
Instead of...
Galway's a fine county with some lovely scenery.
Try.
Them maroon and white shites next door will never win another All-Ireland. Mayo for Sam.
Oh, I am offended. Why did you do this to me?
The maroon and white shites.
Even though I think Fionnuala has taken some of the steam out of my bee joke, I shall persevere.
Go on.
Went to the shop on Saturday, told your man behind the counter, I says, hi, give us 12 bees, please. Want to make a bit of honey. So he counts them out in front of me. 10, 11, 12, 13. I said, hey, you're giving me one too many. He says, oh, don't worry, that's a freebie.
Yes.
Got her.
That's
got
good.
Her. You tried to take me down, but I gotcha.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Love it. Tomas has been on. Tomas is wondering if we know what's a really groundbreaking invention.
Go on.
A shovel. Tomas, if you can see the look on Dave's face.
Tomas, this is a dinger of pity.
Gonna need you to... press a little button for this one, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we have a text. Why did Adele cross the road? Do you have any idea why Adele might have crossed the road?
I don't know why Adele crossed the road.
Well, she wanted to say... Come on! Not even a smile from Dave for that one. She wanted to say hello from the other side. Dave's moving on smoothly.
Mark and Kildare. What's the fastest milk in the world?
Fast? No, I've no idea.
Pasteurised.
What?
Past your eyes.
Okay. I'm so...
Sorry, are we picking sides with people who are telling jokes and going, nah,
not a big
don't
fan.
Like it today, mate. Apologies about that.
I think that's just me and that joke, so apologies, mate.
Can I critique this?
Yeah, okay, go on.
How do you make milk faster?
Yeah.
Pasteurize it. No, pasteurize.
Make it faster. I'm actually befuddled here. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, is everyone else in on this joke apart from me?
Maybe we should just end on this one and get out swiftly. I don't know what has happened today. I really don't.
We started off so well. I prefer it like the other weeks where we start off terribly and then build to a higher standard. But anyway.
I'm sure you're familiar with Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know about Cole's Law.
I don't know if I'm as familiar with it, no.
Familiar with what?
Coleslaw, stop it.
It's thinly sliced cabbage. Sometimes it has vinegar or mayonnaise. Coleslaw.
Oh God. Started on such a promising note. Here we are.
Pundigame complaints can be made to 087 1102 107.
How you pull up, baby?
Because that was atrocious today.
How you pull up?
All over the shop.
Country.
It's grand final day on Country or No Country. Coming into last week's show, it was tied at 4-0. Fionnuala was a no show. Due to good sportsmanship from Dave Duke, he decided not to call the referee to make it a null and void game and to push out the Country or No Country finale today to today.
I really appreciate your show of good sportsmanship.
You
would have been well within your rights to just call the whole thing off and say, Fionnuala, no. But you see, Dave, I know you're not like that. You have a competitive edge. You wanted to win in a way that I could never dispute, you know? You wanted to beat me in this competition in an absolutely comprehensive fashion that will go down in history. But is that to your cost?
The lines one more time, please.
Though the sunshine on his back makes him peel, chip and crack, a little patching keeps him up to par.
There's a split in the camp. Mark with the bad jokes who caused unbelievable confusion on Monday says country. Ed in Mayo, who thinks I am the spit of Dylan Moran, or Dylan Moran as he's known in Ireland, goes with no country. It's kind of a 50-50 split today all the way down. Texts, WhatsApp, snaps. Before I give a drum roll, I am going to go against Mark with the bad jokes because he caused so much confusion on Monday. I'm going to go with Ed and Mayo. I'm going to say that today is no country. Drum roll, please.
No country is what you're saying.
I'm saying no country, final answer. For the win.
Oh, God.
For the win.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Dave, I can tell you that you are... wrong. Oh, I've won. Isn't it? It is a real life country song. It is called... Dave has disappeared. He's not even... I can't even see him. We're in separate studios. He's gone back from the mic. Dave, are you okay? You should have made me forfeit last week.
God damn it.
Mark, you're after causing more trouble here,
Mark,
again.
He says you're welcome, Fionnuala. Mark, this is... Mark, you fecked up Monday's show. And you're after fecking up my country or no country streak. Well, well done, Mark. I hope you're happy. Fionnuala, I hope you're happy as well.
Mark, thank you is all I can say. Do you want to hear the song?
Yeah, whatever. Go on. Play it.
You said you were imagining a person with red hair in a field getting sunburned. It's not anywhere near that, actually.
With an older sunshine on his back.
How jaunty is this? It's called Plastic Jesus. It's by the version that version is the King Earl Boogie Band. And from looking at the lyrics, it's referencing... sorry, I've lost my train of thought because I'm so delighted with when it's referencing a little Jesus figurine that was in a car on a dashboard, and the sun coming through the windscreen was causing damage to the Jesus figurine. Oh, Dave, you're so downhearted. You could have won. You could have won last week. You could have taken the forfeit.
Jesus let me down.
Even though it was a figurine Jesus. Well, you know what this means. I have to perform a forfeit. The forfeit door is wide open. You can kick your leg through it with something humiliating, ungraceful. Forfeits are welcome from now. 087-1-102-107. Here is the situation that I found myself in last night. Didn't see my girlfriend over the whole weekend on Thursday night. Said we need a new show. We haven't watched something together in quite a while. And we went on the more grim side. So on Netflix at the minute is Challenger, The Final Flight. And it is a documentary. How many parts is in it? I think it's four-part documentary into the 1986 space shuttle Challenger disaster. It's not the most lightest and happy of viewing, but compelling nonetheless. And Niamh fell asleep on Thursday night. I was like, well, there's only 10 minutes left in this episode. I may as well finish it out. Niamh slept on. I says, Irish Royal Gwent episode 2. And then Niamh went home to Donegal for the weekend, and then I watched episode 3.
And then
on Sunday I was like, sure, there's no point waiting for her now. I'll finish it off. And I did. And Niamh has threatened to change the Netflix password because she's the one that's paying for Netflix, and I talked her into getting the two screen deal, whatever, how much money that is, I'm not too sure, but it's definitely dearer than one screen. So I feel that is a commitment issue that I have to deal with in my own relationship, that I take the ball and run off with Netflix shows. Are there others, though? We know cheating. Okay. That's in the mortal sins.
Yeah, we're granting that one.
But are there other things that one's partner would do and you go, you know what? I don't know if they're signed up for the long-term agreement here.
Sure. Well, yeah, definitely. Like, I can be a very petty person. Very petty.
Okay.
And not the... How do I phrase this without making myself look really bad? I think I just go in the whole, you know, I accept that this makes me look really bad. If I don't like someone, if someone annoys me, I'd nearly be expecting my boyfriend to, like, to just automatically take my side.
Okay.
With no rationale, no reason, and for him not to be, you know, friendly with that person either. That's... Now, and that's not to say, like, never, you know, like, oh God, no, I look terrible. Sorry.
That's genuinely interesting. Because if you see yourself as a unit, the two of you, and if the unit doesn't like, or if one person in the unit doesn't like someone, then the unit should not like that person.
But, like, that is ridiculous. When I say that out loud, you cannot, as grown adults, go around like that. But yet, there's a little part of me that...
You can sit with us. We don't like you. And if he persists with not even liking this person, but being amicable to them and half nice, you're like, not fully committed to the unit, are we? Liking other people that I might not have a great opinion of.
That's totally it. It's totally it. The irrational side of my brain taking over.
So we have watching ahead on Netflix. We have going against the wishes of the unit. What are the other signs outside of the obvious? We turn to this person, Kayleigh. Chocolates. If we get sweets, my fiance eats them straight away and I hoard mine. So we've got the squirrel, and we've got the animal that just eats on sight. I savour them and I look forward to them after a long day at work, as you do. I used to come home and they'd be gone. The effort would have them gone on me. So now if he eats his sweets, it's a rule, he can't touch mine, or it's the doghouse for him until he buys me more. Commitment issues with the sweets, I can understand that.
Food can be a flashpoint in many relationships. Like, I mean, you cannot be at that sort of carry-on that the fiancé is on, because that, you know, if they can't trust you not to take their food, I mean, what else can they not trust you with?
There's a common theme as well. Kieran in Cavan points it out brilliantly. Getting Chinese without me? Unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, particularly if you're getting a takeaway from your place? Like, if it's a place that you'd ring in a good bit and you'd be like, no, this is our treat now every couple of weeks, whatever it is, then they spawn off and they decide that they're doing that on their own. Not happy with that.
Caroline backs me up. She's giving me backing. I did not expect this. Caroline says, if someone falls asleep during Netflix, you can take that as a lack of interest and you can watch other episodes alone. Carbonara map goes from strength to strength. We've had many brands approach us going, can we sponsor the Carbonara map, please? And we're like, no. Because as soon as we take money for our Carbonara map, unless they're giving us loads of money, then it is no longer ours.
I love that. We have principles up to a certain amount of money, and then they go out the window.
What I'm saying is I can be bought.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm expensive. Can't be just going, give you 1,000, no. Up the offer and then we might sell out. For now, though, it is our pride and joy. The Carbonara map is simple. It is a map with carbonaras. If you have found yourself in a situation like us, you've been in a strange town or village, and you go to yourself, Jesus, wonder where around here does a good carbonara? And you can go on TripAdvisor, but like, it only misleads you sometimes. That is not TripAdvisor's aim. Of course, they're a great company, but they just don't give you the direct answer. Where can I get a good carbonara? That's where David Fanula steps in. If you are to Google right now, carbonara map, top result, David Fanula's carbonara map. You click in there, you go to any county you want, and you go, there's a carbonara. There's a carbonara. There's a carbonara. That is the simplicity and the beauty of the carbonara map. What is even more beautiful about it is that we build on it. Every single week, we get suggestions, we add them on. It is a living creature. It is not a paper map that you go, okay, they're on it, they can't be taken off it. Our carbonara map updated regularly.
You have taken it to your hearts. We did not realise that you were as passionate about carbonara as you are, but here is the perfect vehicle for you to share that passion.
So we ask you, if you are going for a substantial meal over the weekend, if you're in a strange place and you try a carbonara, please report back. Or if you know, all right, well, you know, Mickey's down the road does a fantastic carbonara, tell us, we put it on the map, more people knows, and then we spread around the carbonara love and generate some money for the economy, indeed. Google carbonara map, get your carbonara, and let us know how it is.
Yeah. The Lift.
With David Fanula.
iRadio. The Lift.
With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.